Hello children, we're back again, this time with another module. We'll be having three modules and we are going to see how to use reported speech. Now children, in your class 7 main reader textbook, in the third lesson, Gopal and the Hilsa Fish, you have been introduced with reported speech. Okay, so taking that as a cue, we'll be starting our presentation and our class. Okay, so shall we go into the first module? So welcome to reported speech module number 1. So what is reported speech and how do we use it? Well, let's see this example. Okay, you have in front of you, if you open your PPT, you'll see two pictures. One picture has a girl showing a thumbs up with probably a mark sheet in front of her, and another person speaking on the phone. Okay, now the girl showing the thumbs up comes under yesterday and the girl speaking on the phone is speaking today. Now let's see what the girl speaking on the phone today is saying. She's saying, yesterday I met Smriti. She told me that she got 10 on 10 in her English test. So this is what happened yesterday. Yesterday this girl who's speaking today on the phone had met Smriti and she had told her that she had got 10 on 10 in her English test. So what is this girl today saying? She's speaking to somebody else and telling them what Smriti had told her yesterday. Okay, so basically she is reporting. She is telling what happened earlier to someone else. So then we use reported speech. Reported speech is nothing but to give someone a message, okay, to tell someone some news or to report something that happened earlier. Now let us see some more examples, okay? Now when we say we have to give someone a telephonic message, let's just imagine the sequence. This person, Bharat, is not well. So he rings up his boss and he's telling them. What is he saying? The reported speech is, Bharat said he couldn't come today as he was sick. So that's the reported speech. Now we are going to hear some news about somebody. So Ketan told me that Ayush had seen the thief. Okay, that is reporting. Somebody is reporting news item. And one more. We are reporting about something that happened earlier. Sheetal said that Rocky fell off his cycle. Now if you can see, all the three sentences is told by somebody else. Okay, they were originally spoken by A and then B is reporting them to C. Now C does not know what happened. So B is telling C what A said. Understood, children? Now, when do we use reported speech? We use reported speech usually when we are talking about something in the past. Mostly, even suppose you're speaking today evening. So when you speak about this morning, you'll use reported speech because morning is already past. Okay, let's see. We have two more examples over here. Now, there is this reporter who's interviewing this great man. Now this great man says, I find that the harder I work, the more luck I seem to have. Now the reporter must have asked him a question. So this great man is saying, I find that the harder I work, the more luck I seem to have. Now the reporter is reporting whatever the great man said to the journalist standing outside. He said he found that the greater he worked, the more luck he seemed to have. Okay, so the journalist is asking him, what did he say? He said he found, he found that the harder he worked, the more luck he seemed to have. Now, what are we observing over here? The word I has been changed into he. Okay, and we added a new word called said. Right? Now, I is again, I told you, is changed into he. And find, that is present tense, is changed into past tense, found. And work, present tense, is changed into past tense, worked. Similarly, seem is changed into past tense, seemed. Okay, children, so you can see how pronouns I, the pronoun I, has been changed into he, and the verb in present tense is changed into past tense. So this is one rule we have to remember. Pronouns change and verbs also change. Now let us see what is the difference between direct speech and indirect speech. We say exactly what someone says in direct speech. Whereas in indirect speech, we report what someone says using the same words. Now, in writing, inverted commas or speech marks are used in direct speech. Whereas in indirect speech, speech marks are removed. Okay, punctuations such as exclamation marks and question marks are used in direct speech, whereas in indirect speech, only the beginning is they're done with a capital letter, and in the end we use a full stop. All the other punctuation marks are removed: exclamation marks, question marks, and speech marks. Okay, then direct speech, the speaker may say his words in any tense. It can be past tense, it can be future time, it can also be present. But when you're reporting it, the tenses are changed in progression. How is that? Present tense becomes past and past becomes past perfect. Okay, children, this is called back shift. We'll talk about it later also. Then fifth point, universal truths remain unchanged. For example, the sun rises in the east. You cannot say the sun rose in the east, because generally it every day it rises in the east. Okay, see this example. Our social studies teacher said that the earth is in the shape of a geoid. You cannot say was in the shape of a geoid. It should be is, because this is a truth. So universal truths remain unchanged. You don't change universal truths into past tense. Okay, now pronouns and demonstrative pronouns, I, this, that, there, here, these are all changed into different forms. Okay, they undergo a change. So this is something which you must remember. Now some, let us see some changes that happen in sentences when they are transformed from direct speech to reported speech. Verbs change, present tense, past tense to past perfect. I told you this is called the backshift method. Then pronouns change. I, you becomes he and she. We becomes they and the others. Okay, then speech marks, that is double inverted commas, are removed. Similarly, the question mark is removed. Especially if you are reporting a question, the question mark is removed and the question becomes a statement. Okay, now reporting verbs are added: asked, told, said, requested, pleaded, begged, informed. Okay, these are reporting verbs, these are added. Then time and place words such as today, that day, tomorrow, next day, yesterday, day, the day before, now, then, these are all added again. And they also undergo a change. Okay, then in reporting questions, WH. Suppose in reporting questions without WH, these are the questions without WH are called yes or no questions. In that, if or whether are added. Okay, either if or whether. Any one is added, not both. I prefer that you all use if, because whether is a confusion spelling. You get confused with W-E-A-T-H-E-R, weather and climate weather. Okay, so stick to if. My suggestion is stick to if. Now let us look at some of the changes. Is, am, okay, verb in the present tense becomes is and am, they become was. Now are becomes was or were, and were becomes had been. I told you backshift method, progression. Present tense, past tense, past tense, past perfect. So present tense is, am, are became was and were. Okay, now was and were has become had been. Similarly, has, have and had have become had. Had will remain as had. Now will and shall will become would and could. Now remember children, should is not the past tense for shall. The meaning of should is totally different. Okay, you'll be studying this in one of your lessons later, because should, you know, is either about some compulsory action or is it is a suggestion. So this is has nothing to do with the past tense for shall. Should is not the past tense of shall. So if you want to report shall, it will become would or could, depending on the situation. Will past tense would, and will shall past tense would, and sometimes could. You'll see that in different sentences. Now, can and may will also become could. Remember, might is not the past tense for may. Okay, so we use could. When you have to report can and or may, we use could. It is changed into could. Similarly, must and have to become, must remains as must, and have to becomes had to. Now, these are things, children, you must remember. And the more you practice, the better you learn. Okay, now, let us look at this. Pronouns, for example, I or a name becomes he or she. My and mine becomes his or hers. You becomes he, she, they, them. We becomes they, and us becomes them. Now demonstrative pronouns, here and there. Here becomes there. This become those. Okay, because you're showing them, you're demonstrating them. And these become those, this and those. Okay, children? Now time expressions, now becomes then. Today becomes that day. Tomorrow becomes the day before or the next day or the following day. Yesterday becomes the previous day or the day before. next week becomes the following week or the following year, ego becomes before. Now, this you have to practice, children. It doesn't simply come. As I said earlier, the more you practice, the better you become. Now, let's see a few more examples. Now, Monica is saying, I have won the competition. In reported speech, Monica said she had won the competition. Now, Sam is saying, I am feeling very thirsty. In reported speech, it will be, Sam said he was feeling very thirsty. Now, Shama said, we played all evening. In reported speech, it becomes, Shama said they had played all evening the previous day. Okay. Now, children, these are the same examples. Please go through the PPT. Okay. Bye, children. Thank you.